Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 28, Johannesburg bereik 'n maksimum van 25, Rustenburg op na 30 grade.
Op die paaie steeds baie stadige verkeer in Illovo in die omgewing van die Wanderers Stadion, die Suid-Afrika-Indië T20 wedstryd tans aan die gang en dan was daar ook 'n ongeluk in Edenvale op die N3 Suid naby Modderfonteinweg wat die verkeer daar ontwrig.
Speaking of that match between India and South Africa, the Indians on fire at the moment, 136-1 after 11 overs. And Alexander Zverev reaches the ATP Finals last four after Carlos Alcaraz was beaten.
Ons begin die nuus met nuus vanuit die presidentsie. Cliff Schickel berig dat president Cyril Ramaphosa die nasie vanaand gaan toespreek. Dis nou oor die onlangse vlaag voedselvergiftiging onder die land se skoolkinders.
The address by the president comes amid calls for him to declare a state of emergency over the suspected food poisoning incidents. More than a dozen children have died in recent weeks, with hundreds being hospitalized in Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga and the Free State. This week, Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi told Parliament that the issue goes beyond the spaza shops. This comes after a toxicology report confirmed the presence of chemical organophosphate in the bodies of six children who died in Soweto. Cliff Schickel, Jacaranda FM News.
So gepraat van die president, hy het vandag minstens 1000 soldate ontplooi om die polisie te help wat onwettige mynwerk en die misdaad wat daaraan verbind word betref. Dit vorm deel van Operation Prosper wat eers op ys geplaas is weens finansiële uitdagings in die weermag. Hulpbronne is egter verskuif en nou gaan die projek voort en dit gaan sowat 5 maande lank duur in Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Noordwes. Hier is die weermag se Sipiwe Sangweni.
The president authorized 1,100 members of the SANDF to deploy to fight illegal mining and criminality. This deployment will be for a period of 5 months from the 1st of November till the 31st of March 2025.
En die gesinslede van die ontslape noem my skollie akteur David Manuel word ondersoek vir moord en versekeringsbedrog. Wanda en Sindiswe Mbele gaan weer volgende week voor die Landdroshof in Athlone verskyn. Hulle het na bewering 3 dae voordat Manuel in Guguletu doodgeskiet is, lewensversekeringspolisse verander om dubbel uit te betaal in die geval van sy dood. Weskaapse polisie woordvoerder Wesley Twig het meer.
The investigation revealed that life insurance policies were taken out by family members, which was identified as a possible motive. The possibility of more arrests are not excluded.
En in Spanje het die owerheid 4 ton kokaïne op 'n vissersboot gekonfiskeer in die Kanariese eilande. 15 bemanningslede is in hegtenis geneem en hierdie dwelms was in bale gerol wat elk 40 kilogram weeg. Pretoria môre 15:28, Johannesburg 13:25, Mbombela 16:30, Skukuza op 17 en dan 36, Polokwane 14:28, Msina 19:33, Mahikeng en Rustenburg Goeiemôre 17:30. Ek is Marlene Forshey. Our top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the country tonight.
Thank you so much, Marlene. It is a Friday. We do play more music than anyone else between 6 and 7 on the drive with Robin Ross. Rob is nie hier nie, maar sy mix is so Dion, Tyrone, almal wat vir ons boodskappe gestuur het om te sê hulle wag vir Rob se mix. Hier is dit nou.
Rob's Mix on Jacaranda FM.